Welcome to the Top Advisor Marketing Podcast brought to you by Proudmouth. I'm your host, Matt Halloran. Being your own loud is not new to marketing, but the mindset, strategies, and resources to help you get there are evolving faster than this industry is keeping up. It is time to find a new perspective on what works, why, and how to move your business forward. Listen as I interview guests to help you learn from them how to be your own loud. Let's get to the show. Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. I am your host, Matt Halloran. We haven't really done what we're about to do today, which is to talk to somebody who really entirely on their own. We had a guy named Andrew Hatherly on a little while ago. His podcast was focused on divorce. He launched his podcast through the Pod Rocket Influence Academy. Jane's done the same thing, but she's done it in a very different way than Andrew had. So we wanted to have her on our show to talk about the podcast, to talk about what it's like actually having a co-hosted podcast, because that's the format that they use. And also talk about the tools that she's put in place in order for her to go ahead and execute it. So Jane, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. I'm really excited about this one.
So now, just like Andrew, you are a financial advisor. Would you mind telling everybody just a little bit about your journey to become a financial advisor and what you specifically do? Because you have a very focused niche.
Absolutely. My firm is called Elgon Financial Advisors. It's a fee-only firm registered in Austin, Texas. And I work with foreign-born families in the U.S. So these are people who are green card holders, citizens, and typically they tend to have ties overseas. It also includes foreign nationals on work visas, as well as lately I've been working more with U.S. citizens and green card holders who've actually moved out of the U.S. Does that answer your question?
It does. So that last part was something I wasn't familiar with. When I talked to you previously, you were much more focused on the people who had transplanted here.
So what's happening is I'm working with a client and they have to move out of the U.S. and they're like, Jane, you can't drop us. So as U.S. citizens, part of it is because we know we need to do worldwide taxes. I know we need to continue, for example, with doing their taxes. I need to help them. If I need to connect them with other people, I'm happy to do that. But they already have me. And so it just means extending the work a little bit, if that makes sense.
It does. So you just brought up taxes, my okay. friend. So we're going to dive right into the sure. podcast. So you have a co-hosted podcast and let's just talk about that. So who's your co-host? What is the topic? How did you guys hook up? Let's start there.
Okay. So I'm even going to tell you what the show is called. So our show is called the International Money Cafe Podcast. In this show, my friend and I, Manasa, and I'll talk a little bit about her, literally have coffee and discuss cross-border taxes, finances, and life as it affects the group that I just mentioned. So foreign-born families, foreign nationals on work visas, and U.S. experts who are living outside the U.S. And part of it is Manasa is probably one of the sharpest minds that I've found in this space. This is all she does, cross-border taxes. And so when we got together, and I can talk a little bit about that, it just made sense that she'd be digging more into taxes. I'm doing the same thing. So it's turned out to be a really great partnership because I can help her clients with financial planning and she can help my clients with tax, completing taxes and compliance and that type of thing.
This is like a partnership made in heaven, right? So many financial advisors are really looking for a deep relationship with a center of influence like Manasa is for you. How did you guys end up meeting and how did you get the relationship needed for you to have the flow and the camaraderie and the energy that you guys have on the International Money Cafe podcast?
So one thing you're going to love is we still haven't met physically and we're planning on it. But what happens is Manasa is exactly like me. She was born in India, moved here as an adult on a different visa. And so we both have that immigrant mindset to start with. She owns her own firm. It's called Eminent Tax Businesses. Like I said, she works with all these groups on their taxes. And one thing I love about Manasa, she's big on self-development, education. And so she's out there attending all these cross-border tax things, which is the same thing that I was doing. And so we attended a webinar. She asked a question. I asked a question. And we're like, huh. We pinged each other, found each other on LinkedIn, and literally started having, initially it was monthly conversations. You're getting to know somebody, but you can feel that energy. They really want to learn about your business. You want to learn about their business. And so we started having these monthly conversations, again, over a cup of coffee or tea, and would dig deep into the cross-border tax space, which, again, it's not a space that you find a lot of advisors. And so we're having these conversations, and suddenly we were like, it would be wonderful if we can get people to listen in on our conversation, because it just felt like we had so much knowledge and so much that we were putting out there for just the two of us. So that really is the genesis of the International Money Cafe podcast.
How do you guys come up with topics? How do you know what you're going to talk about? How extemporaneous is it? How planned and formatted is it?
We don't have a problem coming up with topics. That's the first thing I'm going to say. When we started out, we'll probably talk about the Pod Rocket Academy. Our goal was literally answer the questions that we see coming through from our prospects, from other advisors, and what we're seeing in different webinars. And that is exactly what we've been doing. We're answering all these questions. This being tax season, we're very focused on taxes. We're actually on episode 14. And I think the last maybe 3, 4, 5 episodes have just been on taxes and tax compliance. Because again, we know this is a space where you need a lot of expertise and where people really do get confused. So in terms of coming up with topics, we're listening to what everybody out there is saying. We ask folks for feedback, and we take that and actually make it into the product that you're hopefully enjoying.
Frequency. How often are you guys doing this?
And there was one question I didn't answer. I'll come to that. So right now we're doing it every 2 weeks. And one thing we've done, we both agreed, I talked about it in the other episode, experiments in marketing. So we're still experimenting. Every 2 weeks feels right. And now what we've started doing, we've introduced a new concept that we're calling a shorty. And so 1 week we have a long episode. So like when we talked about double taxation, you're digging deep into some of those strategies. And then the next week we do a little shorty where in 10 minutes or less, we take a concept that used in cross-border taxes and finances and translate it for you into plain English. So we're down to, the 1, 2, and so far it seems to work great.
You started this from nothing, right? You guys had an idea, you were having these conversations, and then you had an epiphany that you really wanted to turn this into a show. How'd you do it?
Okay, I don't know how much time we have, but after I appeared on the other podcast, that's when I learned about Proud Mouth. And one of the things I found out was the Pod Rocket Academy. So after I did that podcast, I went in, I signed up for the free classes, and I started looking at them. And so when Manasa and I started saying, it would be nice to record this, initially we were thinking YouTube, but we didn't feel comfortable yet. And it's like, wait a minute, I've been looking at all this podcasting stuff that Matt and the team are doing. Why don't we try and go down that path? And the beauty of what we found was you talked about you can do this on your own. I believe you. We've done it. But you also gave us like a whole roadmap. It's like, here's how you come up with a title. We followed that. We even made sure it was available. So we got somebody to help us with the copywriting stuff. And then it's like, you're going to do 12 episodes and here are the episodes and this is how you're going to address them. We followed that a little bit. We changed it a little bit. We followed the language. So you really put that out there for us, the mics, the cameras. So literally we felt like as long as we take our time, we actually have a roadmap and we can use it to go out and start doing this thing, which is now the International Money Cafe podcast. And it's been awesome.
And I apologize, I didn't bring this up earlier, mostly because I was just so focused on going in a little different direction. But I want everybody to know that you were a guest on this show previously, really talking about your niche focus. So the Top Advisor Marketing Podcast for a while found people like you who have a hyper-focused niche and wanted to highlight you and talk about how you were able to market successfully to that niche specifically. And that's how our relationship started. In fact, you were introduced to me by either, I think it was actually Jessica on our team who introduced you. And she's like, man, this Jane lady's amazing on LinkedIn. Matt, you need to check this out. And then, of course, after I followed you on LinkedIn and started watching your content, I was blown away. I was like, yes, this lady needs to be on the show because you are so uber professional, your stuff. But man, when you talk about a niche, and now with the International Money Cafe podcast, talk about even nichier, because you're talking about the tax implications and the financial implications to this specific audience. Now, I'm going to ask you the question that everybody asks me during the sales process, which is, how do you know, or how do you feel that this has been successful 14 episodes in?
We set our goals pretty low. Initially, it was like, Manasa, let's just get something out. We needed to do that honestly to gain the confidence that we can actually do it. The one thing we never had any doubts about was our knowledge. And if we don't have the information, we're willing to go out and research. So that part we were pretty good about. This was a very new thing for us. So if you listen to the first episode and you listen to today's episode, what a world of difference. We're improving as we get along. And I think we're both so comfortable. We're willing to give each other feedback. And I think the deeper you get into it, the more literally, I think the more you learn, if that makes sense. But now in terms of success, we started a LinkedIn company page, and we already have a whole bunch of not only advisors, which was a big surprise, actually a lot of advisors, which was a big surprise. We were just expecting, for lack of a better word, regular people to follow us. But we seem to be getting a lot of advisors following us. Same thing, we're posting it on Twitter and Instagram, and we're having folks reach out and say, somebody the other day reached out and asked a very specific question, and it's going to be a topic at some point. So we're building awareness, and we're willing to be very patient based on what we see in the academy. It's going to be a while before we actually even get clients, but it's been a great way for us to practice explaining the technical stuff that this group is actually facing. And part of what I'm also seeing, I just spoke at the Shift conference, and I think that was probably part of that. We're getting people noticing the work that we're doing. This week, I was on Dr. Sherry's podcast, and again, talking about the same topic. So really building awareness is one, but also making sure we're delivering good stuff.
You're definitely getting attention. Speaking at the Shift conference, which was one of Kitsis's top conferences of the year. And I actually, of course, I follow you. So I got to see pictures and stuff like that. And you're hanging out with all of these people who are really the bee's knees in the industry, and they all know who you are, and they're all really excited for this journey that you're on. You said a whole bunch of stuff there that I want to unpack a little bit of that. So the first thing that I want to unpack is the idea that advisors are listening to your show. When Kirk and I first started, Jane, we had advisors who were like, I don't ever want another advisor to listen to my show because I'm afraid they're going to steal my ideas. You've swung the pendulum in an entirely different direction. Do you mind if I ask how you got there in not looking at them as direct competition?
Manasa and I are very unique in that we've lived this journey. So when we're talking to a client, we know somebody will mention a certain visa, or they'll mention the fear and apprehension of being in a specific visa situation. We get it. So you can't take that away from us. And I don't know how many other advisors can actually bring that into the situation. And so I think what we've done is we're confident with what we're doing. We're okay educating. If it helps somebody else, we're all for it. That's probably what I'd end up saying. I never think of these other advisors as competitors because there's over 45 million foreign-born families in the U.S. I'm yet to see another advisor who's literally working with foreign nationals on work visas. I'm yet to see somebody doing that. So I'm not worried about the competition. I'm happy to share. I'm happy to educate. And as you point out, other people notice. So I think it was last year, I ended up doing a Kitsa's article, again, helping advisors who want to actually get into this space. And I think what I find tends to happen is once people start looking into it, they realize it's probably pretty complex. So if they're not willing to put in the time.
And why? You've got, and we're going to talk about this at the end of the show, but there are ways that you can work with other advisors that's mutually beneficial. All right. So the second part of this, the unpacking the statement that you had right before that one is, I want to talk about the academy specifically. Because we put in a lot of work, hours and hours of filming these courses, but we didn't necessarily do it with massive adult learning models in mind and all of that. What were the courses that you really liked? And how did the stuff that we give you empower you to feel confident to not only hit record, but to go ahead and publish the episodes?
So I like that you didn't put all these adult learning models. You were very specific. They are 5 to 10 minutes long. Let's talk about the equipment. Okay, check. All right. Let's talk about the content. Very short episodes, very targeted. And in most of them, now don't remember the specific numbers, but I watched probably the whole thing, especially the free stuff initially. Here's how you come up with a title. Okay. Here's how you craft your introduction. You can't be more specific than that. And so to us, it was like, okay, here's a blueprint. So today you go watch about the mics. I'm going to watch the crafting of the idea, the topic. And so it's following that bit by bit. And the thing I remember, I kept thinking, I can't believe this stuff is free. I still can't believe that stuff is free, honestly. So the fact that it's very simplified, it's very specific topics, that to me is what made a huge difference. But at some point, I realized you had the higher level classes. And I don't know if you remember, you put out a code, a deal, and you said you can get a lifetime membership. I don't know if that's still available.
It is not.
Okay. I think it was like a 12-hour deal. I jumped on it. It was like, oh my God, I now have access to everything. And what I like, it's not just now the podcast, this branding, this market. I feel like this is going to be my continued source of marketing material for a very long time. So I really do appreciate that. And there's one more thing I'm going to talk about, but I'll come to that in a minute.
And we really, you are who we built this for, right? Really, an advisor who really wanted to get their content marketing engine started, either starting with podcasts. We've got great video courses in there. Katie Braden did a video course for us. We've got unbelievable branding stuff, SEO, websites. Now we have a lot of stuff in there. Because we wanted people to understand that you podcasting isn't the only solution to create long form content to then create into shorter pieces of content. It's just the way that most advisors' brains work. You talk for a living and you love to educate people. And that's why we really leaned into podcasting. When you are sitting down and you think back on the first episode, one of the things that you said was, you've gotten so much better. And I don't know if you remember this, but in Podcasting 101, one of the things that I talk about is you're going to suck when you start, but don't get rid of the episode because people love to see your growth and development. Have you felt that growth and development? And has anybody said anything to you about it?
On the technical side, we had somebody that edited our first 6 episodes. And after we listened, it was bad. We didn't realize how bad it was. So we went back to the academy. We looked through, we figured we can use Fiverr. We found a guy on Fiverr. He's amazing. And so the quality has improved a ton. That's the first thing. The next one was when we started, we were very conscious of, we actually using Riverside, but it's like, okay, Manasa, I asked you a question. Now, do you want to jump in with the answer? We were not in sync. When we took the cameras away, the conversation would flow. But as soon as the Riverside thing came in, we were not comfortable being on screen. Let's put it that way. huge difference as we've moved forward with our transitions. We're now able to literally get on the call. We'll talk maybe for 20 minutes about the specific topic that we want to talk about. And because, like I said, Manasa, she knows all these IRS stuff. We already have that. If we need to do a bit of research, we'll do it. And we'll jump in and we're just going back and forth, talking, chatting, but making sure we're delivering good value. Does that answer your question?
It does. I jokingly say, so Kirk and I, when we first started, our first podcast we did together, and this was actually before we became partners, was called Mod Marketing for the 21st Century. And I don't even know where they are. Like, I think they're entirely gone. I think we burned them in a fire. But if you go back and listen to episode one, now we've done, you're probably 465, I think is the number that you are. When you look back at even the first few 10, 15 episodes that Kirk and I did, to where it is today, we do, people love watching that journey. In fact, I had a guy who came up to me at a conference a little while ago, Jane, and he's like, so mad. I went back and listened to the first few episodes you and Kirk did. I was like, ooh, they were bad. Yeah, you guys weren't great. And he goes, but man, you guys have gotten so much better and it's so fun to be on that journey with you. I don't think people really understand that you do, which is one of the things I loved about our episode that we did a while ago together about your niche. But you and your co-host's nature, your essence, that's a much better word, your essence, the Jane-ness really comes out in your content. How have you given yourself permission to do that? Because financial advisor, you were just at the Shift conference hanging out with a whole bunch of them. There's still this facade that advisors have. How have you stripped that away and allowed yourself that gift of what we call being your own loud on your show, because it's there?
It's come down to talking about our lives again, because these are the things that our audience is facing. So I'll give you an example. When we started, we did the intro and we deviated a little bit from the academy in terms of what the next episode should be. And we made the next episode what we called Our American Journey, right? How we actually called it How We Got Here. And so both of us talked about our journeys coming to the US, talked about some of the visa challenges that we had, talked about how different everything was. And the reason we did that, because every immigrant, every person who's come to the US has their own very unique journey. And by appreciating, by acknowledging that, it makes a really huge difference to help them to even want to open up to you. So we're talking about our journeys, which again is very similar to what a lot of our prospects and clients are going through. So that's one. The other one is it makes so much sense because we're more or less in the same phases. So for example, my kids are now just going off to college. So we're talking about college financing. And this is the same thing with Manasa. And we give examples from our lives. We're not really personal, but we're talking about the mindset that goes through, for example, an immigrant's mindset. I came to the US for education. That's why my parents sent me here. So my mindset is probably very similar to other immigrants who came to the US because of education. And there are things other advisors may not even consider, but there are things I'll be like, I don't care. I'm putting my kids through school. They're going to be my retirement plan. So we're unpacking some of that. And again, it's really going back into our lives and telling stories and lots of stories, because I do think stories do convey the message better.
We talk about the perfect content formula on this all the time: storytelling, education, entertainment, call to action. And you're firing on all of those cylinders in every episode. All right. I've been really maybe being a little bit more guiding than I normally am on the show. What should I have asked you about your experience that I didn't?
So there's a couple of things I want to point out. One of the benefits that I absolutely love is the fact that with my lifetime membership, I can come to office hours twice a week and ask any question. That to me is priceless. I've already attended one, asked a whole bunch of questions. We're implementing that. As soon as tax season is over, we have more questions. We're going to be coming to office hours, getting answers to those and implementing it. So that to me is something any advisor who's thinking about starting a podcast really should consider. So that's one. Let's see. The next thing I do want to point out is I'd love to keep talking about what we're doing in this space. And I'd love to get on other shows where the advisors are interested in talking to somebody, either Manasa or I or the two of us, to just come and talk about our journey and really explain how they can also do the same thing. It all depends, of course, on what their focus is. But we're excited to go talk about our journey on other.
So I want everybody to know, obviously, they can tell right now, the comfort level that you have, the professionalism that you have, your knowledge is unbelievable, your experience, your story, it's all absolutely fantastic. And so if you are a financial advisor who has a podcast, if you want to do webinars, please go ahead. Oh, actually, so Jane, how should they reach out to you?
I think the best way is LinkedIn, because I hang out there all the time.
And you respond, because you and I direct message there often too. Okay, so just go ahead and make sure that you follow her on LinkedIn. We'll have that linked in the show notes specifically, but also make sure that you message her. Great podcast guest, a person who really truly has an abundance mindset, who knows that there are 45 million people out there. Jane and Vanessa can't manage all 45 million. So what do we do? What we do is we do what abundance mindset people do, which is try to teach as many people as possible. And Jane is an absolutely magnificent resource. And one more time, tell everybody the name of your show.
It's the International Money Cafe Podcast, and the website is theimcafe.com. You find us hanging out there with Manasa.
We'll make sure that we have those in the show notes. So Jane, you are always a wonderful guest. I am so happy to know you just as a human being, not only as a fellow professional and a podcaster, because you are officially one of those as of now. Listen, everybody, if you want to know more about the Pod Rocket Influence Academy, Jane took advantage of something you don't have access to. So you missed out on the lifetime membership. We might do that again, but probably not at the levels that we did it with Jane, but you can go ahead and join this right now. It's a couple $100 a month. You get access to all of our courses, all of the office hours that Jane talked about. You can come and ask us any questions that you want. In fact, Jane, a couple of days ago, I ended up talking to an advisor. We came up with the name and description of his show within 30 minutes.
Awesome.
And he came in, he had a couple of ideas. And so we workshopped it with a couple of my team members. And he was like, that's the name of my show. And we're like, yay. And he's like, all right, see you later. We're like, see you later. And that's what we do. And it's 8 hours a month too, just to be clear to everybody. It's twice a week. You can come on and we are more than happy to help. Jane, thank you for being one, such a huge advocate of the Pod Rocket Academy. And honestly, a bright shining star graduate of the Academy, of somebody who took the information that we put and really put it into practice. All right, everybody. If you have not followed me on LinkedIn, make sure that you do. If you have not subscribed to the show, I don't know what you're doing. We're 460 episodes in. You should probably have subscribed by now. If you know any advisor who wants to know more about Jane or about what you can do to join the Pod Rocket Influence Academy, please share this episode. So for Jane and all of us here at Proudmouth, this is Matt Halloran. We'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Thanks for listening to the Top Advisor Marketing Podcast brought to you by Proudmouth. If you want to know more about how you can be your own loud, visit us at proudmouth.com and sign up for the Pod Rocket Academy. Through courses and office hours led by professional podcast producers and digital marketers, you will learn everything you need to know to become the trusted subject matter expert you were meant to be.